Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. We have throughout Shas many Dafim of Gemara that don't seem to be directly correlated to our everyday life. It may not have anything to walk away with, something halach l'maisa. But the great poskim throughout the generations have oftentimes used sugyas that you would not have expected to paskin Shas that do come up in everyday life. And today's Daf, Pesachim Daf Tes, has such an instance. The Gemara tells us a braisa that was quoted earlier in the Masechta as well, that Amar Rabbi Chanina, this is Tesam and Aleph, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Chazaka al Chaver, we have a Chazaka on a person, a Chaver, who is makbid, meticulous on following halacha, She'ein motzi mitachas yado, davar she'ein masukan. He's not going to have something leave his possession if he didn't fix it first, if he wasn't mafrish, chumos and maisus. There's a chazaka that a chaver keeps halacha, he always does everything according to the letter of the law. So listen to this very interesting shaila, which certainly does come up, brought by the Chacham Tzvi, in Hosafos Simin Tes Os Tes. The shaila was about an individual who ate an item that required al hamichya, and he also drank something that required a borei nefashos, and he was unsure whether or not he said the borei nefashos, but he was certain he did not say the al hamichya. So he has to say al hamichya because he definitely didn't say it, but does he have to go ahead and say the borei nefashos? So on one hand, you should say, well, safek brachos lahakel, and you should not go ahead and say the borei nefashos. Yet on the other hand, this individual said that he always followed halacha. And the halacha is that you always say al michya prior to borei nefashos. He was always very, very makbid on this. So if the Chacham Tzvi invokes the Gemara, the chazak of a Chacham, who's always makbid on halacha, we assume he always followed the halacha. He never strayed from that halacha. So since this person definitely did not say al michya, and he was only unsure if he said borei nefashos, we could assume he definitely did not say borei nefashos, because he always, in his life, he always says in order, al michya, and then borei nefashos. So even though normally we would say, safek brachos lahakel, and one should not say borei nefashos, here in this instance, since he knows for sure he didn't say al michya, he should say al michya, and then he should go ahead, based on the chazaka, to say borei nefashos as well. Now, a similar instance, Chacham Tzvi says, what if a person, he says, that he knows for sure he said borei nefashos, but he wasn't sure if he said al michya, then in this instance, Chacham Tzvi says, you should not say al michya. Because since there's a chazaka that he always said in the right order, and he vaday said borei nefashos, you could assume vaday he said al hamichya as well.